This week, Youth Radio also sent a team to Philadelphia to cover the Democratic National Convention. Ben Trefney checked in with reporter Miles Bess.
Can you tell me, Miles, about your experience inside and outside the convention yesterday?
Yes. Pulling up to the convention for the first day, there were dozens of protesters. I'd say about like 30 maybe to like 50 people, but it felt like hundreds. And they were all majority Bernie supporters, and they were rowdy, crazy, just pure ruckus outside, you know, signs, chants, cheering, booing. You know, they're not really happy with how this election's been turning out, especially with the DNC leaks and then Bernie's recent endorsement of Hillary. So they're like really pissed off. And then going to inside the floor, I mean, it's similar. The Bernie supporters were in there very, very strong. You know, I'm on the floor and I see these crazy costumes and outfits and all this other stuff. And then next thing you know, I'm hearing boos from the delegates in New Mexico. I'm seeing people repurpose Hillary signs to pro-Bernie signs, basically. And it's not really, I don't know, I didn't know what to expect coming into it, but this is definitely more than I could have imagined.
It's a little bit hard to tell in following it on the air and on TV how disruptive people who are basically Bernie or bust have been. The Chronicle reported today in their big headline that the Democratic Party essentially failed to bring people together. Was that the sense that you got through the convention?
I wouldn't say they failed to bring them together. I mean, one thing that I thought was really impactful when Bernie gave his speech was he said, democracy is about disagreement. And I mean, the crowd definitely represents that. So it's like you'd hear someone say, a speaker will say Elizabeth Warren, for example, chant out, I'm with her. And you'd hear people like cheer, like, yeah, I'm with her as well. But then you'd hear like Bernie come out and he'd say something about supporting Hillary. And you'd hear crazy boos, especially if it was in reference to, you know, her views on Wall Street. The crowd is very much like all over the place. But I really feel like that's kind of just a part of what democracy is. And I mean, I've been hearing that people who have gone to past conventions, you know, they say that that's the norm. People are there to disagree. They're not going to see eye to eye, but it's not like they're out here like choking each other out and like swinging on each other in the audience. It's not like that.
There's been a noticeable difference between the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention. It's just a much more diverse crowd at the Democratic National Convention who's out in the audience, who's up on stage speaking. I know that you have spoken with some of the organization called Black Men for Bernie. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about where they're coming from and what that's about and their representation at the convention.
Black Men for Bernie, they're relatively new. They're based, most of them are based in Dallas, and their bus is really, really popular too. I was at a protest Sunday, the day before the convention started, and they had the largest response I had seen of anybody. They stood on top of the bus. It was like they were rock stars almost. And I spoke with a few people in the organization, and they were basically saying they don't want the black vote taken for granted. You know, they want their vote to be earned.
Your colleague Soraya Shockley spoke with Michael Steele, the former head of the Republican National Committee, and he was saying that he wants more proactive ideas spoken about how to bring African-Americans into the Republican fold. Are there enough proactive ideas about how to engage African-Americans within the Democrats? Do you think that Black Men for Bernie feel that, or are they looking for more?
I feel like they're looking for more, honestly. I mean, they're not 100% gung-ho on Hillary. That's one thing that was very, very clear. They're not 100% on Hillary. They're definitely not 100% on Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but they're kind of unsure what to do with their vote. I feel like the message is kind of understanding the power in that vote, and they're trying to figure out where to place it.